Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome one and all to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. And I am your radio host and magical mama, Sharona Rapsick. And I am coming to you live from the Big Apple, New York City, where I am a tarot master reader, an angel Reiki master, and a life coach and teacher of the magical and intuitive arts. I am so happy that you are joining me today. This little radio show is all about awakening and embracing your inner personal power and self-confidence and creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life, using a little bit of angel guidance and the divine and loving conscious energy of the magic universe, which we are all part of. So everyone, are you ready to live your magic, and are you ready to be who you really are? Then join me during this hour. I am going to invite you to step into your power and awaken your magic. This show is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network, the one and only radio network with spirit and psychic you. So please, I invite you to visit www.psychictalk.net to learn some more about our past and upcoming shows here on the radio network, our hosts, as well as the online courses that we offer at Psychic U. This show is also brought to you by the IAAP. That's the International Association of Angel Practitioners. That's the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. Please visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn more. And finally, today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York City, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers, all inspired by the work of America's psychic Edgar Cayce. To learn more, go to www.edgarcaycenyc.org. Remember, that's Edgar Cayce with the Cayce spelled C-A-Y-C-E, followed by N-Y-C. Magic Universe with Sharona is a live call-in radio show where we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot and oracle cards, astrology, the laws of attraction, and especially how to raise your energy so that you have good vibrations and much, much more. Magic Universe is on the air live, always on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. You can listen to our show on the World Wide Web at psychictalk.net. Live on your internet browser. And you can also listen in on your phone too by simply calling in. I want to remind you that this is a live call-in show, so if you would like a free mini reading, an angel message, or maybe a little angel Reiki, or add your comments to today's topic, or just to say hello, the number to call is 714-816-4628. Once again, that's 714-816-4628. That's to listen. So if you want to be live on the air, you need to, after you dial in that number, you need to press the number 1 on your phone keypad, and that will flag us on the switchboard, and we'll be able to take your call. Now, we do take calls in the order that they are received, so don't hang up or you'll lose your spot in the line. And also, during our live shows, we have a chat room. So if you want to go to our chat room, you want to go to www.psychictalk.net/chat. Okay, folks, it is time for us to start. Today's topic is Mucho, Mucho Amor, The Legacy of Walter Mercado. And I'm also going to tell you what he predicted for this year that we're in, which is 2020. I'll also be doing open lines, angel Reiki, and free tarot readings all show long. So if you would like one of those, I just want to remind you, you need to call in at 714-816-4628. So please call in and press the number 1 so that you get in line. Okay, before I start our topic, everyone wants me to pull a tarot card, and we can talk about what is the energy for today, and since it's Sunday, what is the energy for this coming week? So let me just shuffle my deck, and the deck that I'm using today is my favorite deck, one of the oldest decks out there. It is the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. Okay, the card that I pulled today is the 8 of Pentacles. Okay, and in this card, you see someone, they're hard at work, they're a craftsman, and they are creating their life work. So the energy of today is all about your life work and the work that you do. And also, it's a card that often talks about, besides taking great pride in the work that you're doing, but also that you might consider taking some additional education and training. So this card always reminds me that no matter what we currently know about what we're doing, there's always more that we can learn. So it's a reminder that it's always a good idea to look for a mentor and also go back to school to get more training. Now, you don't have to, like today, you don't need to go back to a physical school, but always look into taking online courses and seminars and maybe even finding a mentor that can help you even more in achieving what is your dream line of work. Okay, and the archangel that is stepping forth today is the Archangel Ariel. Let me just tell you a little something about the Archangel Ariel. And I like to think of her as being the feminine counterpoint to the Archangel Michael. And her color is pink. So as you know, I do angel Reiki. So what I'm going to do is I am going to project her pale pink out. And what she helps us do is manifest our dreams, our abundance, our prosperity. And the other thing that she's also associated with is animals, nature, and the environment. So one of the things that we want to make sure that we're always doing is we love the planet Earth that we live on. So I'm going to send out some pink Reiki energy from Archangel Ariel, and that will provide healing and connection with nature. So we're going to send out the power of Archangel Ariel. Okay, so let's get a little bit into our topic, and I'm really excited about talking about this person. His name is Walter Machado, and he was a great, great psychic, and he also projected a lot of love. He was born in Puerto Rico on March 9th in 1932, and he passed away also in Puerto Rico on November 2nd, 2019. So we are coming up on the second year of his transition. His full name was Walter Machado Salinas, but he was also known by the name Shanti Ananda. And he's best known as a psychic and astrologer and a very much loved television and internet personality. I believe that Walter Machado is America's best loved psychic. And when I say America, I'm not talking just about North America, but also South America. He was a psychic of the Americas. And he became a cultural phenomenon. Now, he recognized that he had spiritual abilities even as a small child. And he was very lucky to be born into a family where his very loving parents recognized that he was different from other children. And they encouraged Walter to embrace his uniqueness. And he once said in an interview that the words that his mother gave him was that it was a great gift to be different. And that's something that we all should embrace. It's a great gift to be different, and we need to embrace ourness. Now, Walter attended the University of Puerto Rico, where he majored in education, psychology, and pharmacology. In addition to his psychic skills, he also used these gifts to teach others to study the human mind and learn about the healing properties of medical plants and crystals. So he's very important as far as what he talked about and what we talk about today on this show. Now, he also studied singing and both modern and classical ballet. And in the beginning, he was very successful as a dancer in his native Puerto Rico. He also became a very successful actor and actually founded a school in Puerto Rico called the Walter Actor Studio. Now, he became first very well known for his appearances in Latin America and Spanish-speaking audiences. But later, he became very well known for his appearances in the United States, as well as Europe, the UK, Italy, Spain, and most of the European world, as well as Australia. So he expanded from being strictly a working in the Spanish-speaking market, but also into the English-speaking audiences. Now, Walter was a constant scholar, and as I said, he enhanced his formal studies into the study of tarot, crystals, essential oils, and other metaphysical disciplines, making them extremely popular on his television shows as well as radio appearances. And he wrote 7 books, and he wrote for newspapers and magazines, including the Miami Herald. And Walter actually was one of the first psychics to have an online website, as well as a phone app, where he offered daily horoscopes and advice. Now, one of the things that he is best known for is his fashion flair. He dressed in flamboyant, heavily decorated costumes and capes. And I think he was absolutely fabulous. Now, when he delivered his messages, the most important thing was that he always delivered his messages with great love, hope, and positivity. He was a great believer in the law of attraction. And he believed that when he delivered a message, he was in many ways a magician. So when he inspired people with positivity, he was actually helping people to manifest this. And there was many quotes that are attributed to Walter. Of course, one of my favorite is he used to say, "To be different is a gift, and to be ordinary is to be common." So embrace whatever it is that makes you unique. He also used to get up every morning and say, "I am wealthy in love," as well as, "I love my mistakes." That's how you learn. You have to keep making mistakes, and that is how you expand. And one of my favorites is he said toward the end of his life, "I'm not just a star, I'm a constellation," which I absolutely love. I think in many ways that he was an angel sent to Earth. And as we said later on, he did change his name to Shanti Ananda, which in Sanskrit means peace and happiness. And he had great plans to actually open a Shanti Ananda Foundation, a mystics center. So if you'd like to know more about Walter Machado, I invite you, if you have one way you could, there's a wonderful documentary that is about Walter called Mucho, Mucho Amor, The Legend of Walter Machado. And that is on Netflix. You can also go online and purchase the documentary, but it is a really feel-good documentary about the power that you can do and the beauty that you can create in the world, as well as the love. Okay, folks, drum roll. It is time to take some phone calls. So what I'd like to do is let me go to the switchboard, and I'm going to see who has been waiting the longest. So let's see. I am going to area code 330. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, I hear you. What is your name and where are you calling from? You're live and on the air.
Okay. Hi, Manhattan, Kansas.
Hi, how are you? What is your name and where are you calling from, darling?
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
You're calling me from Kansas, but I didn't get your first name. What is your first name? Leslie. Okay. Leslie, let me just write down your name. And how can we help you today? Would you like to contribute anything to the topic that we're talking about? Or would you like some angel Reiki or a message from the tarot cards? What can we do for you today?
A message from the tarot cards.
Okay. Is there something in particular, or do you just want a general message?
There is something in particular. It's my 3.5-year-old higher ed job search, and I do feel that I will be offered a full-time position at a college or university working with college students on the undergraduate level by the end of the year. Do you see that happening?
Okay. Let's see what the cards say. Okay. I'm getting a yes. You're really good at what you do. You know, we were talking earlier, it's important that you do whatever your mission is. So I do see that happening. Are you planning to do this? Are you planning on moving? Because I see movement there, too.
Yes, I am planning on relocating from Kansas in the next few months.
Yeah, I do see you relocating. I see you, this relocation, you're going to have to, what the angels are saying is that you are going to need to definitely step into your personal power. So, this is something that, you can do it. I see it happening. But it all hinges on your skills as far as your courage and, stepping into your dreams and nurturing them. And I see it being very profitable. So I see money coming the end of the year. We have a lot of signs of that. The angel that is, I'm going to give you an angel that is stepping forth. It is the Archangel Michael. Are you familiar with Archangel Michael? He comes in a royal blue light. Okay, and the message that he is giving me is, you are powerful, loving, and a creative child of God, and that you are really loved. And you need to keep remembering that. You know, what he's saying is, as I was saying, you have to believe in yourself, and you have to boost your self-confidence and be confident that you can make this happen. And, you know, it's like saying that you have to, I get that there were people who, you know, they mean to be helpful, but they haven't been boosting your self-confidence. And you need to, listen to those that are helpful to you. Is that resonating with you?
Right. And it's been 3 weeks now since I received that same email saying that I didn't get the position for that university in Little Rock, Arkansas, but I have moved on.
Yeah, you're turning over a whole new, you're stepping into a whole new cycle in your life. In fact, that's what I'm going to get in later, what Walter Machado said about 2020, this is a year where toward the end of the year, it's going to look a lot different from the way that it is now. But what we have to do as you know, we are a part of the divine. We have to be self-confident and realize that we can make the changes that we want, okay, and step into our personal power. So I'm getting a lot of that, too, about, you know, Leslie, you need to step into your personal power and believe in yourself. And when that happens, I see great things. You're great at what you do. You're a great team worker. You're great at working and with people. And you have a tremendous gift that you can bring to those around you.
Yes, yes, I do. And one of my goals is to work back in my home state where my mother lives, and she's in her early 70s. I've applied for several positions in my home state of Ohio.
Okay. Well, I do see definite, I do see you moving. And, you know, it's, you know, you just have to take that, you know, that leap of faith and believe in yourself, and you can do it. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Okay?
I won't.
I hope that helps. I hope that helps. And I'm going to put you back so you can listen in and, you know, because there might be more things that we'll be talking about that will also, you know, give you more self-confidence and belief in yourself. I love you and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, everyone, that was a wonderful call, and I am going to go to caller area code. Let's see. Things are skipping around on the switchboard here. So I am going to go to area code 801. Let me just put you live on the air. Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hello, Shimona.
Oh, my goodness.
Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte. Everyone, Charlotte is one of part of our tribe here that I invite you all to become a part of the Magical Universe family. So Charlotte is, she's very magical, too. So I always love it when Charlotte calls in because she has so much love and magic that it becomes part of our little family, which I'm building here on the air. So what's going on, Charlotte?
Well,
what's going on?
I've got, like, chills going all over the place, goosebumps, you know, just from the love that you put out. I mean, and like Leslie's reading, that message that Archangel Michael had for him was like, I felt like the Grinch. I felt like my heart grew 10 times the size at that moment, you know, and I went, oh, and there was so much of that reading that I was like, oh, yep, that I can take that in as well. And I loved how there are days when the universality, is that a word, universality? Doesn't matter. We know what it means. But when it,
yeah,
when it can apply to so many different people and, you know, because literally I could take almost everything you said, and I did take it in personally and felt it to the core, the reading that you gave to Leslie. But I also love your stuff about, I've already forgotten his first name, Mercado.
Oh, Walter.
But
yeah, yeah.
Walter. And I, because I actually watched that Netflix video, and I love your take on it because the first part of it almost broke my heart when he, you know, how he introduces himself and, or, you know, the story starts introducing him. Well, it's told in kind of a first person kind of story, but he talks about wooing the bird back to life, and his mom says, oh, you're a healer, and then brings people to him to heal. And I thought that part, I was like, oh, that caused me a little anxiety, because I thought, this is just a child. How much responsibility is, you know, is she putting on him? And whether it did or didn't, you know, he rose above that and became the person that he wanted to be. And like you said, the fact that he was so different and he was almost androgynous. I mean, if you were to look at him, you're like, is that a man or a woman? And I think that was
the first time
his...
I saw him, I thought he was a woman. And then I found out he was, You know, it was cool. He said, you know, the people used to say, are you straight? Are you gay? What are you? And he would say to people, I'm Walter. You know, I'm Walter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what a wonderful thing to say. I mean, today when we're so, you know, we're so divided and we're so, like, dividing ourselves into gender or race or nationality or political party. If we could just say, you know, I'm Charlotte, I'm Sharona, I'm Walter, that's mm-hmm. who I am. I'm part of that great divine universe. I'm a little drop of it here experiencing mm-hmm. life right now. So I just thought, he was such a cool person. I just, you know, he gives me chills when I think about him.
And, you know, he had to have, you know, his energy had to touch so many people because he was so different during a time when being different was not acceptable. But
exactly.
yet he was one of the most loved TV personalities in South America. I mean, there were people who, you know, in Mexico, and because, I mean, there were people that dropped what they were doing and they made sure that they were there for, you know, his daily horoscopes. And that tells you a lot about the energy that he put out and in his belief in himself and what he did. And isn't that amazing? Isn't that just cool as heck? Because really, I mean, you think about it, at the time that he was doing that, that kind of stuff was not accepted. I mean, it was not. It was, you know, it was almost taboo kind of, you know.
Taboo?
You were persecuted.
He wasn't afraid to break, gender rules, but he was also, you know, at that time, you know, people thought, you know, it was against, you know, he grew up with where, you know, the church was a very a big thing, and people were afraid mm-hmm. of, you know, reading the cards and astrology. But he did mm-hmm. it with such love that, mm-hmm. you know, he made it accepted. And mm-hmm. I think he's probably America's greatest psychic because when I say America, I don't mean just, you know, the United States. Hey, there's a whole another America. And then on top of that, I was amazed to find out I have friends that are that live in London and friends that are, you know, all thanks to the internet because I have all these internet friends. In Australia and in Europe, mm-hmm. they know about him in Europe. And
eventually his following ended up being huge. And when you said, you know, he never stopped learning, and if you watch, you know, he incorporated so many of the things that he loved into the persona that he finally, you know, took on, you know, so like you said, the flamboyant clothing, the hand gestures from his ballet training, you know, the dramatic side that he loved, but he was able to do it without coming across as being a charlatan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, it was like he had the entire package. He, you know, he was able to put out that message because he was an actor, he was a dancer, but I was amazed by, you know, he had degrees in psychology and in pharmacology and all of these things. I mean, we think of him as being a performer, but he was a really highly educated, highly trained, the whole package. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what a cool thing. I like to think that it's a little part of him and in me and you and, you know, that we all can, you know, do what he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Give and share and just self-acceptance and in fact, you know, he celebrated who he was.
Yeah.
And that allowed him to share this, you know, miraculous gift that he had and talent. And he did it the way he wanted to. And that's kind of what, you know, I don't know, maybe I took away the wrong thing from his story. But,
yeah. Well, the Mucho Amor says it all. And he, you know, it's interesting that he said that love is the reason to live. And I just think, I mean, there was many, you know, interesting things that he shared. And he said, if you were loved, you don't have to worry about money. Wealthy is to be loved. And success is to be loved. So if each of us work at being loved and projecting love, then suddenly we can drop all fears about money and success and all of those things. But the reason that we are here on earth is really to love.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you get rewarded.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If that's important to you.
Yep. And there can never be too much. There can never be too much love. That's one of my gold standards that I live by is, you know, there can never be too much love. And
exactly.
Some people are a little more difficult to love than others, but, you know, you just have to find a way to, you know, put up your bubble to keep their negative energy out and then, you know, send your love out, you know, project your love out into them while keeping their negative, you know, their, you know, hope that your love bubble is strong enough to keep their negative stuff out of it.
Yeah.
So.
What's funny, I had the archangel that just stepped forward, it's really funny, is Archangel Jophiel, okay? And, you know, what she's saying to me is one way that we can, she's talking about clear your clutter and clear the energy around you and use feng shui. So I guess, you know, one way to do it is to kind of, you know, love those people, but this might be the time to also do some feng shui and clear them out too. But with love, you know. I always say those people are here so that we can thank them for showing us what we don't want. And say, thank you. I didn't realize I didn't want that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that I'm extra careful to never be that way.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And to never put that kind of, to never make anybody feel the way that you make people feel.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that, Charlotte. You're just so full of love and everything. You really are. Do you mind to pull a card for you?
I'd love it.
Okay. 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 Well, what I'm getting is a message that you need to stop worrying about stuff. You know, because remember, worry is, it's like a prayer in reverse. That if you put out what you don't want, unfortunately, how the law of attraction works, they don't hear the don't. They just hear, you know, the word, you know. You know, if you say I'm worried about something, it's going to think, if the universe interprets that as something that you want. So stop worrying. And, you know, I keep, you know, there. I get the card that comes up. I know that you read tarot too. It's the Nine of Pentacles, and that's the woman, and she's in a garden with her birds and her animals, and she's very happy and successful and self-sufficient, and she's so happy in that space that she also attracts a whole, you know, group of people around her, you know, being, you know, it's about being so secure in your personal space that you also develop, it doesn't have to be a, you know, a family. It could be like a family of souls that love you. So, you know, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Don't worry. You've got this, girl. And, you know, you can definitely bring about whatever. I mean, don't even worry. And also the angel that's coming forth is Archangel Sandalphon. And the message that I'm getting from him is you need to be more gentle with yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. I think that's coming up a lot today about, you know, self-confidence. And surround yourself. He also tells you that you need to surround yourself with, you know, people like yourself. So I'm so glad you're here because you're one of my peeps, you know?
Wow.
I love your energy, and I love you being part of my family here.
And I love being part of your family and part of, you know, the whole Psychic Talk family. And but, you know, when you and I worked together, it was just, I just felt like it was such a privilege. And I would come away from it on this incredible high from all the good energy that we shared. And and that's what I feel like too when I, you know, call into your shows. And, you know, like when I talked to you and Mary last week, it was, you know, it was just, and now today, you know, like I said, I was already getting.
Keep calling in. Keep calling in, Charlotte.
Before you even picked me. So, anyway, yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but thanks for.
Well, you're part of the
family.
Yeah, you're part of the family. I'm so glad that Leslie called in. She's part of the family. Let me see who else before I go and talk about the upcoming shows and, you know, add a little bit about what Walter Machado said about 2020. I'm going to take call from because I think I see another member of the family here. So I'm going to just put you back in line. Love you, Charlotte.
Love you too, Sharona.
Bye-bye. But not bye-bye. Keep listening in.
Oh, I'm listening.
Okay, I am going to go to area code 646. I think we have another member of the family here. Who's there? Hello? I can't hear you. Caller, area code 646. Okay, I'm just going to put you back in the line. Maybe you're calling in not sure how you're calling in, but I'm just getting static there. Hello? Well, so funny. I am getting a reading for you, and it's the reading is the Star. So anyway, I'll come back to caller area code 646. But What I'm going to do is, my goodness, the time is just zipping by. And I need to let you know what's coming up here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And right now, I want to let everyone know it's all of our shows are, if you're calling in from, you know, the Pacific time zone, it's 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London time. So all of our shows are in that same time slot. So tomorrow, Monday, October 12th, there is the Wisdom of the Soul show with host Janice Fuchs. So you want to tune into that. And then on Wednesday, October 14th, there's the Compassionate Light and Healing Guidance Hour for Catherine Hahn. And then next Saturday, October 17th, hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle will be on. And they're going to be doing open lines and tarot mini readings all show long. And I'll be back, of course, in 2 weeks with Magic Universe. And that'll be on Sunday, October 25th. And I'm also going to be, everyone likes it when I just do, we do open lines and we talk about whatever comes up, but you can call in for a mini tarot reading all show long, and we can just talk and have fun. Okay, before I go back to the calls again, I left you dangling with what I was going to say about what Walter Machado, in one of his books, he talked about 2020. And I thought it was really spot on. I didn't, he said that he didn't like to, for himself, he did not like to know the future. But when pressed, he said, the year 2020 is going to be a very big year for the world. And boy, was he right about that. And he said, kind of like what we were talking about earlier, it's going to be a tremendous opportunity for us to evolve and be who we need to be. And to evolve and make the changes that are necessary. Mainly because when you think of 2020, you think about eyesight. And with eyesight, you see things. And, you know, what is, you know, so interesting that he said in the book is this will be a year where we're going to see what we want and what we don't want. And exercise that opportunity to create the change. So I thought that was kind of cool. Okay, so I am going to, I'm going to go back to the caller that we tuned in earlier, which was area code 646. It was so funny. I started, I was shuffling my cards, and I got this, started off with the star card, which is all about hope. So area code 646, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Okay, well, I'm going to just say, even though I can't hear you, I hear you in the background, but I can't, it's not clear. So what I'm going to do is just do a reading for you because I feel compelled to do it. So I got for you the star card, and that's all about, this is the time for you to become a star. It's a time of hope. I see you taking on responsibilities that you haven't, you know, that you want to do. You might be a little afraid to step into it. But to step into those responsibilities and just grow and expand and know that you can do it and that you're part of, I see you celebrating with a group of people and offering your divine gifts to the world. So that's a message. For some reason, the call isn't coming through clear, but I thank you for calling in. I'll put you back in the group. Want to know that I love you, and I thank you for calling in. Okay. I'm going to call her. We have a caller at area code 917. Caller, you're live on the air. What is your name, and where are you calling from? Hello? Okay, I'm going to put you back in the hole. And, well, folks, just want to let everyone know that I am so glad that you called in today, that you listened in today. If I wasn't able to get to your call, I want you to know that I'll be back in 2 weeks. And also, we have more shows next week. I do invite you to go to www.psychictalknet, and you'll see our lineup of shows there. You'll also learn more about the hosts that we have on Psychic Talk Radio. There's also information in there. If you would also like to be a host on our show, we're always looking for people who would like to have their own show. Also, you can email me there if you'd like to be a guest on the show. So I do want to thank everyone for calling in. And I want to leave you with a message. Oh, mainly, I'm going to let you know I'll be back in 2 weeks. So leave you with this message, and thank you for joining me today. I want you to remember that everything is energy. We are energy in motion. And one of the ways that we raise our vibration, as we talked about earlier, Charlotte was so eloquent on this, about when we love, we raise our vibration. So when you raise your vibration, it enables you to create and manifest. We also swim almost in like an aquarium of angels. Angels are very high vibrational energy. Now, one way that you can do this is you want to always do everything with love and focus on what you want in your life, what is positive. And it's almost like you're putting out a request to the angels and the universe for what you want to attract in your life. So remember, don't worry. Don't focus on negativity. You want to keep your energy and your vibrations high because we live in a magical universe. And I want to invite you to step into your power, because you, my listeners, are very powerful. And I want to ask, are you ready to awaken your angel power and be who you truly are? Okay, everyone. And until we meet again, I want to wish each and every one of you countless angel blessings and high vibrations. I love you all. And bye-bye. See you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. Love you.